I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, temporarily, soon to be in Austin, Texas, in the not-too-distant future. Top of the hour, got a short segment coming up, and I want to remind everybody that we're still in a pledge drive. You need to get online, republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, make a donation. We really need to catch up on some of these bills, folks. Also, if you want to send in your donation, it's 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone lines are here. Julie's there. Sandra's there. Call in and make a pledge. Okay, you know how good you feel after you've made a pledge? It's 1-800-724-2719. Call them up. Make their day. They really need it. Got some back bills that they've got to pay, folks. Okay, getting back to my guest, Don Nikoloff. Don, anything else on that family tree you want to discuss?
Well, I've got another article coming out where I'm going to disclose a lot of this, but I can assure you that as you go back into each generation, the same type of anomalies appear, and they're pretty glaring. And this is on, you know, we're talking about grandfathers, great-grandfathers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers, the same type of anomalies. They've been basically inserted artificially or injected into these family lines with the intention of giving it some legitimacy. And without a doubt, indisputably, they're all bogus. That's all I can say. I can't treat it with much respect because obviously it wasn't something intended to be respected.
Well, it was something that was supposed to have never been found out, for one thing.
Absolutely, but that's how the truth works. Eventually, we find the truth, and it sets us free. So,
Right, and you know, the next topic that I wanted to cover, we had three of them we wanted to cover today, and the next one is on Blackwater, and that one concerns me as much, if not even more so, than the ongoing Leo Wanta thing, because, you know, they've been playing games with that money for quite some time. But, you know, I want to get into, when we start talking about this Blackwater issue, I want to get into the money and where this money is coming from to fund these mercenaries, if you will. It's off budget, which ties into this money that's off budget from Leo Wanta, which also ties into, you know, and I'm not saying that this is true, but I want the listeners out there to think about this. On September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld got on national television and made the announcement that $2.3 trillion was missing from the Pentagon. Okay, and curiously enough, the very people that would have been investigating where that money went, which is the Office of Naval Intelligence, was slammed by either a plane or a missile the next day. Isn't that curious? I've got Rob Balsamo, who's the head of 9/11 Pilots for Truth, coming on Thursday, which, by the way, I want to thank him because I am now an official member of Pilots for 9/11 Truth, and I'm listed in there. But again, let's, like I told the listeners a little while ago, this stuff all ties in, okay, because there's 2.3 million or trillion missing out of the Pentagon budget. This money's coming from somewhere, and it's not, you know, when they produce a budget for the fiscal year, you know, the taxpayers, the money that's coming in from taxes and revenues and so forth, none of this stuff is listed, and Blackwater is one of those things that aren't listed. So when we get into this, okay, and we start looking at some of these numbers, which, by the way, I did a little bit last night, Don, and I've got some stuff to add as well. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to start talking a little bit about Blackwater. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we'll see what we come up with. So stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. See you in three.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. We're going to shift gears here, and we're going to go into Blackwater. And I want to remind the listeners, yesterday, if you listened to my show, I played a clip with John McCain. And he was talking about a little bit about the surge that Bush has orchestrated with an additional 30,000 troops or so. But he's not calling it a surge. He's calling it a strategy. And what's curious about that is that these Illuminati, these elitists, use what is called buzzwords. If you've ever heard Lindsey Williams on my show, he'll tell you, there's watch for these buzzwords. Well, when you call the surge a strategy, the first question that comes into my mind is, that's a buzzword. A strategy for what exactly? And so let's go through this thing with Blackwater, Don. And I think there's a possibility that this strategy may be, and I'm not saying that it is, but it may be pretty sinister. We have got an additional, 30-some-odd thousand troops that would have been sent over there, Don, on this surge or a strategy. Am I correct in that number?
Well, I heard it's already been as many as 100,000. They're not all from the United States, though. They've been recruited as mercenaries from other countries, Eastern Bloc countries.
Right. Now let's go into this Blackwater thing. Blackwater is mercenaries. They are mercenaries, and they are being paid $350 per day, which is about, it's over three times as high as what they're paying the soldiers. The fellow that implemented this thing on the on Blackwater, he's a religious right. I can't remember his name.
Eric Prinz.
Eric Prinz, is it? Okay.
Or Prince.
He is getting $930 some odd dollars a day per mercenary. Now, We know that, and by the way, you can go into, folks, if you have any doubt about this, you can go into www.blackwaterbook.com. And this is a website that is put together by a gentleman, Jeremy Cahill.
Cahill,
okay. Yeah. And he's written a book. He has articles that are posted in the New York Times. This is mainstream, folks. The reports that we're going to tell you are mainstream. This came from Wolf Blitzer, okay? I've got three clips sitting here right now that the only reason that I'm not going to play them for you is for some reason this computer won't play them. Now, I played these at home on my own computer last night. But you can go into this particular website and look at Wolf Blitzer reporting this. There is 100,000 of these mercenaries that this gentleman is getting paid $930 per day per mercenary. Now, if you total that up, okay, that's $100,000 per year times, let's see, $100,000, 100,000 mercenaries times $930 a day, which is at $345,000 per day. Okay, multiply that out, and I'll guarantee you the figure, I believe, is something around $40 to $50 billion. That is not on our fiscal budget from the taxpayers. So that money is coming from somewhere. Would you agree, Don? Where is it coming from? That's the first thing.
Your guess is as good as mine, but if I were to take an educated guess, it very well could be from the money that they've stolen from Wantagate, we'll call it.
It's coming from somewhere, and again, I go back to this $2.3 trillion that Donald Rumsfeld on mainstream media reported was missing from the Pentagon, okay, and the next day, a plane or a missile hit the Pentagon right in the specific location of the agency that would have investigated this money. There's just so many curiosities here. And on the subject of Blackwater, now these mercenaries, and I watched this clip last night, Don, and in Fallujah, the insurgents had caught four of these mercenaries and had literally hung two of them from a bridge. And these guys are over there getting paid all this money to fight, and these are not the actual, they're not the military soldiers. This is 100,000 additional mercenaries that are over there that you don't hear anything about. But that's not what my main concern is, folks. Okay, they're getting paid $350 a day. There's a guy that's running this organization that is getting $930 per day per mercenary, but it's being set up here. Now, this is an organization that's run out of, what is it, South Carolina, Don?
North Carolina,
all right, North Carolina.
Illinois. These are training bases. The main one, or the first one, was in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
The second was in Illinois, and then San Diego, California. So we know of three of them right now.
Right, and this is not speculation. You can go into this website, folks, and watch this being reported from mainstream news. Okay, Wolf Blitzer is one of them. What's the other guy's name? I forgot the guy's name.
Jack Cafferty also reported on it, yes.
Right, and this Jeremy Cahill, okay, now he has written articles for the New York Times. He has a book that's out called Blackwater.
Cahill is the last name.
Yeah, it's S-C-A-H-I-L-L, and you can't call him Cahill. Yeah.
No, Cahill.
I thought maybe there was a silent S in there or something. I don't know. But at any rate, okay, they are training these mercenaries in the United States in several different locations, North Carolina, Illinois, California. Okay, and here's my question. Here's my concern. Okay, the so-called surge, or in McCain's words, which, by the way, McCain's going to be on the debate too. He's another candidate, which doesn't that make you sick? Okay, that guy couldn't tell the truth if his life depended on it. But at any rate, he's calling it a strategy. Well, I pose this to the listeners. If this is a buzzword, like Lindsey Williams says, the strategy, is it the strategy? And by the way, I'm not saying this is the truth, okay, but I'm speculating here. Is it not possibly a strategy to get all of our defenses, i.e. in the form of our military men, out of this country, to put these mercenaries in this country, have another false flag attack, for example, the 2008 convention in Minneapolis, or something other, you know, a bird flu pandemic or whatever, okay, and launch these Blackwater mercenaries on the American public like they did in Katrina. Now, I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. I'd like some input here. I'd like to, you know, get the listeners' thoughts on that. Don, do you think there's that's a possibility?
It's always a possibility. In fact, in light of what's going on, we're not being told the truth about anything. It's probably what their plan is.
Well,
now, we also shouldn't forget that there have been numerous reports of incursions of Chinese troops in New Mexico and Russian troops in northwestern Wyoming and northeastern Washington. And now we're talking about the state of Washington here. Well, and these accounts are all over the web.
Well, you know, I mean, it's funny you brought that up. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you. I know they're all over the web, and I don't mean to cut you off. But it's funny, there's a couple of, you know, my brain is starting to spin here. I just happened to pick up a message that was actually, it was addressed for John. And this is sitting right here on the broadcast table, the desk. It says, Saturday, 5/12/07, at 3 p.m., a Burlington Northern freight train was pulling numerous black pressurized tankers with red and yellow placards on them that said, and I quote, crowd control only, gas, unquote. Estimates there were millions of cubic feet of gas. They came through the northern Arkansas into the Missouri at Hollister and on to Springfield, probably to all points from there. They also got new county maps and the train track, and these tanks were moving on. The train tracks these tanks are moving on aren't shown on the new county maps anywhere, even though they are still there. This came in from a listener yesterday. Now, you tie that in. Now, there's also a little blurb, and another thought that I had a conversation with you off air yesterday, and we remember that George Bush made a transaction down in Paraguay.
Yes, this came out several months ago. Mm-hmm. They purchased a 98,840-acre piece of property, mm-hmm. land parcel, that's surrounded. It's on the border of several South American countries.
Mm-hmm.
And when that report initially came out, there was a report of some 300 to 400, possibly higher now, soldiers. And the fact that this is going on, you have to ask yourself, what is this? Is this in preparation for a cut and run? Or are they looking to take over South America? And, you know, is it going to be a command location? Or, you know, there's description of an underground base there. And, you know, our tax dollars are paying for this. This very likely is being paid with the stolen wanta money.
And you're getting intelligence reports on this type of activity, right?
Well, it's all over the internet too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I wasn't the first one to discover this. I became interested in it. I mean, Jenna Bush actually signed the papers.
Yeah, I know. I read an article as she was down there. Listen, we got callers on the line. You want to go to some calls?
Sure.
Let's get some input and find out what the listeners think about this. Got a break coming up in a couple of minutes, but we'll go to David in South Carolina. David, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Pretty good.
All right. So listening to what you were saying about the hypothetical on getting all the troops out of the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Been following that for years.
Have you?
Yeah.
This is a severe concern of mine, David. What are your thoughts on it, buddy?
I believe you're out on the money. They know. Well, one of the main things that's got to happen first is going to be disarmament.
Coming after our guns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dennis Kucinich has a bill in there to ban all the guns. Of course, it's sitting there, and it's not coming up right now.
Right.
But it's in there. It's lurking among a lot of other bills.
I'm prior 10 years military, and looking at this thing, it's perfect setup. You get comm block weapons in place, and then you bring in the people that know how to operate them,
mm-hmm.
that being Central and South American, Mexican. Mm-hmm.
Well, these Blackwater mercenaries, from what I understand, and the limited amount of research I've done on it, and again, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Don, these are all nationalities. These aren't just Americans.
Correct. Right. Exactly right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right.
We're going to go to a break here. David, you want me to hold you over?
Sure.
Okay, I'll hold you over. Then after that, we got Maggie in Texas. We'll go to her, too. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with us. It's getting good, folks. See you in three.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, temporarily until we move to Austin. Short segment coming up here. We've got my special guest, Don Nikoloff. We're talking about Blackwater, and we've got David still on the line. David, you got something else to add?
Yeah, gentlemen, I just wanted to make light of the, not to make light of anything, but to shine some light on an issue.
Yeah.
The SPP,
uh-huh.
Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Right.
As a 28-year member of the emergency services in our country, the North American Emergency Management Agreement in there,
uh-huh,
opens the door wide open to bring foreign troops into our country in the name of mutual aid or mm-hmm. mutual assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll also line that up with the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner
Defense
National Defense Act.
It all ties in, doesn't it?
All it all ties straight into...
Hello? Do we lose him? David?
Massive overthrow coming in. That's all you got. That's what you got to look at.
Yeah, and they're getting the troops out of the country?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, David. Good thought. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man.
Well, it's
thanks.
Not a good thought, but it's a very coherent thought. How about that? Okay, let's go to Maggie in Texas. Maggie, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead.
Hello. Earlier you alluded to the fact that the day before 9/11, it had been announced that $1 trillion or so was missing from the Pentagon.
$2.3 trillion.
$2.3 trillion. I thought it was more. Okay. We know that nothing happens by accident, and so they must have wanted that particular part of the information out there. And I would just like to know, in your opinion, why did they do that? They didn't have to mention it at all, but they did.
Don, you want to comment on that?
Well, they sort of flaunt everything they're doing in front of our face to test to see our resolve as citizens of this country. You know, we have to remember our government is supposed to be serving us. They're serving themselves, as I see it. And this, you know, it's part of their mind control to test to see how we're going to react to that. Of course, that went over everybody's head. Where did they come up with the $2.3 trillion? The Defense Department budget, as far as the Congress is concerned, is around $380 billion a year. Now, they have all these black ops, secret shadow programs that they hide under the guise of national security, and they fund it however they want. The corruption that's going on in the banks right now, and we were talking about Citibank, Bank of America, Wachovia, Wells Fargo, Chemical Bank, and an assortment of foreign banks that are collaborating in these Ponzi schemes, in derivatives, hedge funds, trusts, are all conspirators in this. And some of them, in some of the cases, the bank directors are being fired without warning and without explanation. Bank directors are turning up dead. Their wives are calling various officials in Washington asking why their husbands haven't come home for the weekend. This is very sinister. Of course, you're not hearing a lick of it reported in the media because the media has been bribed and bought out and is totally controlled by the same people.
Mm-hmm. Maggie?
So, you know, I don't know if that answers your question, but...
Oh, it more than answers it. Thank you very much. I've learned more than I asked for.
Well, thank you, Maggie. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
I mean, we've got a 100,000-man shadow army, for crying out loud, you know? I mean, and you hear nothing about that as well. You know, a little blurb about it here and there, and then it dies.
That's what we know about.
Right. That's what we know about. Right. And that's even more concerning is because that's only what we know about. How much do we not know? Let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead. Hello, Don.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry, I missed the cue there.
That's all right, go ahead.
I don't know if I heard you right or not, I was multitasking at the time, but is it true that there was tankers on trains that was labeled as crowd control gas?
I just read a message that was received from one of our listeners, and it says that at 3 p.m. on May the 12th, a Burlington Northern freight train was pulling numerous black pressurized tankers with red and yellow placards on them that said, quote, crowd control, only gas. Okay, now this came from a listener that is in, where is he? Let's see. It says they came through northern Arkansas into Missouri at Hollister, Missouri, and on to Springfield. Now, that was just, that was day before yesterday.
So we got crowd control gas on railroad trains. We got white box cars with shackles on it. We've got semi-truck portable crematoriums. We've got foreign troops bivouacked and training in the national forest, both in the north and the south. We've got them... staged across the north border. We've got them staged across the south border. I'm an old man, and there's not much I can do about anything except at the front door. But the old saying is the best defense is a good offense.
This is Gary from Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Gary. Yeah.
Maybe we should go back to their rules, you know, what we call surgical strikes, snatch rendition, and pick out a particular person or a group of persons and just take care of some business.
All right.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
All right, appreciate the thought. We've got to go to a break. Thanks, Gary. And when we come back, we'll go to Don in Oregon. This is Michael Herzog, the American Awakening. What's the matter? We've got a lot of Dons today. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, stick with us. It's really interesting today, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff, talking about Blackwater right now. And let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen, you punched my button here today with this conversation talking about mercenary.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually akin to three or four other words in etymology.
Okay.
Merchandise, merchant,
mm-hmm.
mercury, and mercy.
Interesting.
And it's referring to trade, of course, merchandise, whence the merchant engaged in commerce. And then the commercial is known as a mercenary soldier or idiomatic mercy. So you have a lot of play on words here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of commonality. But the main thing is, it's all commerce. And commerce, as a friend of mine coined some time ago, commerce is war masquerading as peace.
Brilliant. Diamond.
And war is the exchange of words and blows. And the first place a war starts is with the mouth and at the mailbox and at a newspaper.
Don Nikoloff, any comments?
I agree wholeheartedly with that comment.
Boy, that's
very
prophetic,
astute.
Isn't it? Very, very
mm-hmm.
good. Yeah.
Study the root origin of words. It's an amazing travel
mm-hmm.
in time and in space. And basically, gentlemen, we have two enemies out there. The Dalai Lama pretty well stated it, is there's the internal enemy and the external enemy. And in the book of John, or 1 John, at the second chapter, about verse 16 or 17, it talks about the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those in themselves are the internal and the external enemy. We have what is the enemy to other people, and other people have what is the enemy to us. And the more a person is greedy, lustful, and prideful, the greater enemy he is to you and I.
We got a lot of those people in powerful places.
We are all in it, and they thrive, they breed, whatever they is. Everyone thrives and breeds on everyone else's lust, greed, and pride. And there in it is our single biggest problem with life after life after life. So if we try to circle the wagons, us against them, it's virtually impossible until we understand this dynamic of the soul.
Well, I guess we're all guilty of that to some degree then, huh, Don?
That's it. Mm-hmm. If we have come to see the enemy, and the enemy is us.
Very prophetic. Any other comments, Mr. Nicola?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
All right, Don. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Good day, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lines are open. 800-313-9443. Boy, that was a prophetic statement, wasn't it?
Sure was.
Yeah. Back on the subject of this Blackwater situation here. Here we've got this shadow army, which is curious. 100,000 at least that we know about of these mercenaries that are being trained. Now, that caller that called in, and he's talking about the enemy, you know, the mercenary and the play on words, merchant, you know. A lot mm-hmm. of these mercenaries are protecting or working with the contractors over there. These contractors, you know, this clip that I played yesterday with McCain, you know, he was talking about getting out of Iraq would be catastrophic for the soldiers. Well, how is that? The only way it would be catastrophic, it might be catastrophic for some of these mercenaries that are over there either helping build or protecting these bases that they're building over there. What do you read into that, Don? I mean, how could pulling our soldiers out of Iraq be catastrophic to the soldiers of Iraq? Can you explain that to me? Because that's exactly what he said.
Well, it's just disinformation. What I ask myself is, if there are so many of us that know what's going on, we don't hear it reported in the media, and when we do hear something, we expect to hear the truth. You're not going to hear the truth if McCain or any other congressman or senator has been blackmailed into a situation, which they're quite good at, by the way, through the intelligence agencies. They're not going to speak the truth. They're going to speak what they've been told to say, and we're not hearing about what's going on. For instance, if you saw any of the pictures that were posted on the web when they invaded Fallujah, there were just horrible pictures of children and old men and old women that were called collateral damage. Mm-hmm. And these people had their eyes literally out of their sockets.
Well, I saw some of the pictures. The pictures were horrendous. As a matter of fact, I went into, and I'm not sure whether it was Dar Jamal's website or was a similar website, and whatever weaponry that they were using there.
That was a neutron bomb.
I was going to say, it's nothing conventional that I've ever seen. Those pictures were just absolutely horrendous. And it's, you know, no weapon, no conventional weapon that we were supposedly using could have done that damage. Listen, we've got another call, Don. You want to go to it?
Sure.
Let's go to Vandy in Chicago. Vandy, you're on with Michael and Don.
I'm listening to the show, very interesting. You know, it's funny, when he mentioned that trains with the tankers on it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember a couple years ago, a game came out. It was called A Shattered Union.
Oh, and yeah, I think I remember that, yeah.
And if you have ever read anything about predictive programming,
uh-huh.
It's almost as if they're telling us what they're going to do, and it's going to happen right about or after the 2008 election, right? right now they're just staging this stuff.
Well, that's what that's what they do, Vandy, is that they've got something in their religious sector, whatever it is, that they give us buzzwords or they tell us what they're going to do, but you have to be very perspective and know exactly what they're talking about to get it. Now, what you had mentioned about on or after the 2008 election, I had an off-air conversation with Don Nikoloff, who had mentioned the very same thing to me about just prior to the election in November of 2008, a false flag event would... boy, we're getting some feedback, Vandy. Are you on a cell phone, buddy?
I'm in a data center, sorry.
Oh, that's right. Okay, at any rate, you had mentioned something, Don Nikoloff, off the air to me about the distinct possibility of a false flag event just prior to the election so they could declare martial law.
That came from Christopher Story's report.
Okay, so Christopher's got that written in a report.
Well, he filed an affidavit in New York City in regard to that after he received the report from Delmar Vreeland.
Okay, all right.
And Vreeland, again, we're repeating ourselves, but he was very accurate about 9/11, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vandy, anything else?
That's it. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy. Yeah. All right, call. The lines are open, 800-313-9443. Call in with any questions or comments that you have. Well, no, it's fascinating to me, you know, in watching McCain. And again, you know, I would emphasize to everybody to watch this debate tonight. It's 8 o'clock Central Time on Fox. And watch McCain and just watch his body language. It's almost like he's being controlled. He's being told what to say. Because in watching this clip yesterday, Don, you know, some of the stuff that he was saying to me didn't even make any sense. He would say getting the soldiers out of Iraq would be catastrophic for the soldiers in Iraq, and then he would go into some diatribe and go off about, because of his experience and his knowledge and his, you know, grandiose expertise, talking as an elitist, that he knows what he's talking about. Well, from my perspective, he doesn't know anything about what he's talking about, and he proceeds on to say that he knows about democracy because he knows about Vietnam. Well, excuse me, Mr. McCain, okay, but I remember Vietnam, and I remember all those soldiers on the top of buildings when helicopters were coming in and pulling them off before they were going to kill them. So what does democracy have to do with that? I don't get it. And it seems to me, you know, from watching this, is that all he's doing is talking a good line for anybody that is ignorant enough to believe anything he says. But again, you know, pay close attention to this guy in the debate tonight, because I watched him on MSNBC. Did you see that debate, Don?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you see the animation with McCain and how he bangs on the podium and, you know, he's just – it seems to me like he's telling blatant lies, but he's enforcing it by animation to where he thinks that if he, you know, he bangs on the podium enough that you're going to believe it.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Now, and also, another candidate, I just happened to see another article, Rudy Giuliani. Now, his law firm, and I think I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, his law firm is involved with SunTrust, who is one of the two corporations that are involved in this Trans-Texas Corridor. So these guys are up to their neck in it. And there's only one candidate, and we all know who that is Ron Paul, that, from my perspective, isn't up to their neck in it or being controlled or whatever. Your thoughts on that, Don?
Well, that's certainly true. However, you know, we know from the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and all these shadow groups and think tanks that they've already picked who is going to win the next election. That's if it even occurs.
And that's a big if, because, again, if we're right in the possibilities of which you were speaking, is that there's a distinct possibility that there'll be a false flag event timed just before the elections to give them an excuse to declare martial law and make Bush the official dictator forever and a day.
Sure.
All right.
I'd like to remind the listeners that Christopher Story has testified before Congress on several occasions. Okay. So they know who he is.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's go to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on with Don and Michael.
Hearing all this, I've had the thought ever since the Twin Towers things happened.
Uh-huh.
That old King George ain't going to relinquish his hold here on these here United States.
Well, you know what, Mark? I saw, and I can't remember where I saw it, but I saw they had built a breast statue of Bush. and it said from, you know how you have 2000 to 2008 or whatever, the term of office. And they had 2000 in there, or 2001, I don't remember what the year was, when he took office. But the date of which he leaves office was conveniently not there. Now, it should have been there, okay, because we all know that he can only run for two terms. So why was that conveniently left off? I don't know. It's just another curious little sign.
And while this is going on now that's being discussed, I mean, it falls right into suit. And somebody had tried to tell me that they had built him a throne. I don't know if they was pulling my leg, and I said, you know what, I wouldn't doubt it.
Have you got your radio on, Mark?
Yeah.
You want to turn it down?
Sure,
okay.
Hang on just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Christopher Story has testified before Congress.
There we go. How's that?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a delay going on there, listening to Don Nikoloff while I'm talking to you.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
Like I said, this thought I've had has been ever since the Twin Towers come down.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, wow, and then I listen to you guys every day. You guys are such a blessing.
Well,
but,
thank you.
I thank you. But, you know, ever since this Twin Towers thing's happened, I can't get rid of the thought, and I hear these things on RBN, which is pretty cool. But then somebody tried to convince me that they had read somewhere. I said, well, then send it to me. I want to see it. And they couldn't find out where it was at, but they had built him a throne. And I said, you know what? That would not surprise me.
They are building a throne?
Yeah, for him.
For who? Bush?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Gag me with a spoon, Mark. Yeah. I mean, come on.
You know, if this does happen,
it flush?
And the American, and our fellow Americans just sit there, they deserve to be slaughtered little sheeple.
Oh, yeah, but see, it's up to us, Mark, to wake them up. And that's what we're
doing. Well, we do.
Well,
I send stuff out all the time. I plugged RBN through my Yahoo Messenger list. I talked about this way back when I done it here on the talk show. I pick little things out that are of interest and send them out through emails and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're trying to do what we can do, talking to people and whatnot.
And, you know, it's getting increasingly more difficult because, things are coming at us in all these directions. The media doesn't report it, and the dumbed-down American public is they're so much in denial. They see some of this stuff happen, and they have this gut feeling that something's wrong, and it almost hypnotizes them even further.
Yes.
I mean, I had an occasion. I went out the other night into a restaurant, and the lady asked me. I mentioned that I do a broadcast, and the lady, one of the owners of the restaurant, mentioned to me. She says, "Well, what do you broadcast?" Oh, well, that's a mistake. You know, we broadcast the truth. And I got on. Now, here's a typical dumbed down American, right?
Yeah.
I start telling her what we broadcast, and about midway through my conversation, a guy come up to me and he says, "Well, you know, I just overheard what you said. I'm a blogger, and I'd like to get your email address, yada yada yada." She took that as an incentive to leave. She wanted to get away from the conversation.
Oh,
but,
sure.
Okay, but within 2 minutes, her husband, I found out later, one of the listeners that knows this restaurant, told me that her husband came up and sat down next to me, and he was literally looking for a reason to get me out of there. So this is the kind of stuff that you run into. People do not want to hear it, and it scares them. It scares them so bad that they think you're a nutball, or even if they don't think you're a nutball, they want to get rid of you.
Well, I've got a neighbor up the street. We're on the computer every day, and he's slowly changing his mind about what I'm giving him is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but it's, as you know, you have to feed them the pablum a little bit at a time. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I've got a best friend. He's living now in Nevada, and I've got him turned on to this RBN thing. And I've told him, look, if you want to know the truth, and I believe you can handle it, tune it in. It's all free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this thing about tithing, as I said before, I'm still working on a blessing here. I'm being stalled with it, but nonetheless, I'm still plugging away at it. But as soon as I get mine, I am going to tithe with RBN because you are supposed to tithe where you are fed, and RBN does feed me.
Hey, I strongly appreciate it, Mark. They can use the money, believe me.
Oh, trust me. I've had that thought, and just like it throws me into a frenzy when I, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say my situation is here, but I've got some restrictions on me physically. Mm-hmm. But I'm still plugging away with the thing. But, you know, as soon as I get mine, I'm definitely going to gladly, happily tithe with RBN.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Honestly do. Okay. Mark, anything else?
No, that's it. And I appreciate the time, too, buddy.
I appreciate your call, buddy. Okay, Don, let's go to another caller. You want to?
Sure.
All right. You want to talk this time? I'm out of breath. No. All right. Let's go to George in Florida. We're coming up on a break, but we'll go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael and Don.
Hey, hello.
Hello, George.
Yes, I'd like to know. I'm hearing you talk earlier about the gold.
Yes.
I'd like to know, where is our gold? It's supposed to be in Fort Knox.
You want
to
come?
They confiscated. Are they holding it for collateral?
From what I understand, that's being held by the Federal Reserve somewhere. Now, I don't know this to be true. This is what I've heard. is that it's being held by the Federal Reserve somewhere as collateral for the benefit of the American people, which is a lie. Don, you want to comment?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. You know, it's made its way into coffers throughout the world, of course. A lot of it's probably hidden away in underground bases. What people need to understand, too, is we have a fractional divide in the Illuminati families right now, and that's the North American Union, and soon they're going to try to bring South America into this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the gold, I mean, you have this gold heist going on with the Bank of England. You have to ask yourself, they're doing that directly to the Illuminati families in Europe, and it's affecting the euro, it's affecting the British pound sterling, it's definitely affecting the dollar, which has been left out of the loop. So that gold is somewhere in the mix.
Yeah. Okay, we got to go to
That's
a break.
Good question.
George, you want to hold over?
Sure.
Okay. Going to a break, Michael Herzog with my special guest Don Nikoloff, and George is on the line, so we'll see you in three for the final segment. Stick with us. It's really good today, folks.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and this is the final segment. We've got George on from Florida on the line. Real quick, George, what else you got?
Well, I mean, I heard like on American Freedom Fashion that Ron Paul was demanding a gold on audit of the people's gold.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I just hope, you know, there's so many reasons why Ron Paul is a must be president, not needs, must. And the thing is, because we have a bunch of swindlers, that is the Federal Reserve,
mm-hmm.
robbing the people blind. I'm talking when he said inflation tax, that was code word, get rid of the Federal Reserve and get rid of this bogus fiat money system.
Oh, I agree. He stated that on his MSNBC debate last week. I can't wait to see that debate tonight. I'm sure you'll be watching, George.
Well, I know what, notice one thing, like John McCain and Rudy Giuliani, most of all, were very self-absorbed people.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And they took it for granted, and Ron Paul licked the socks off of them.
Oh.
Licked the socks off of them.
Big time. All right, George, thanks for the call. Got a couple minutes left. Don, I want to mention that coming up tomorrow, I've got a special guest, Todd Metallo, coming on. It's going to talk to us about some of the poison that we're getting from the chemtrails and from radiating our food and from the bacteria that they're spreading on our meat to keep it from rotting. I mean, they're poisoning us from all angles, and we're going to look at some solutions as to that. And the reason I wanted to mention that is because, Don, you and Todd Metallo actually did an audio tape together on the boiling of the frog, right?
Yeah, it was called the report on the boiling frog, and basically it's the concept that if you take a frog and put him in a pot of hot water, he'll jump out instantly. But if you put him in cold water and apply the heat very slowly, you can cook him without him realizing he's being cooked alive. And that's basically what the pharmaceutical companies and all of these covert agencies that are spraying our skies and contaminating our water and our food are doing.
So we're going to look at some solutions to that. So, Don, I'm going to have Todd Metallo on. We're going to talk about some of this stuff first hour, and then you're going to come on tomorrow, second hour, and talk about the boiling of the frog situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
This should be a good show. I want all of you to tune in for that. You don't want to miss that, because at RBN, we're about solutions. And I'm telling you, some of this stuff we don't have solutions to. For example, this Blackwater situation. But believe me, we're behind the scenes working on it. And like you folks, I'm a listener when I'm not broadcasting, and I'm as concerned about it as you are. Don, any closing thoughts before we end the show today?
Well, the recurring theme that I hear in the voices of the callers, and they were all good calls today throughout the show, very astute listeners, we give power to government and to these corporations because we honor the almighty dollar. And we need to recognize, and this is proven out by the current events, that the dollar is virtually worthless right now. It's a fact.
Oh, the only thing that makes it worth anything is the faith that the American public has that it is worth something.
Yes. So, you know, it's symbolic. It's an illusion. And basically, we're giving up our individual power and our individual sovereignty and our collective power and sovereignty by worshiping those that hold the dollar. And if we can extricate ourselves from that belief, and come to understand that we are very powerful beings ourselves, and that we will stop this.
Mm-hmm. Those were good thoughts. And I might mention as well that even the elitists, the powers that be, they're not concerned about the dollars because they're the ones printing them. They know that they're not worth anything.
Oh, sure.
Right. When we declared bankruptcy in 1933, they phased out the gold and silver, and now they've got the fiat currency in there that we all use, yet they're busy stealing the gold from under the World Trade Center in England and so forth. That's
and
another day.
Pay our land.
Right. Okay, Don, yeah. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you tomorrow
okay?
All right. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend Jod Stattmiller. He's got a good show with Bob Chapman on today, so we'll see you tomorrow, okay? Have a good rest of the day, and don't forget to watch the debate, folks. Bye-bye.
It's true.